I was thinking of a few months ago, it was before the end of the school year last year, we were sitting around on a Sunday night at youth group, and we always kind of just, because you always get an assortment, you know, and so we always just kind of start out with prayer and like a little question, you know. Sometimes it's a funny one or whatever, but sometimes it's, well, the one that we asked that night was, what's your favorite thing about being Catholic? And it was really beautiful to listen to it. And to listen to the youth kind of share like what that is. And one of them said, apostolic succession. And I was just blown away, you know, because what high school kid says that, you know? But it was one of the ones, actually, we were very blessed last year to have a handful of high schoolers who converted to the Catholic Church. And it was a real grace. One of them, her parents weren't extremely excited about the idea, but she made a 20-slide PowerPoint about why she had to become Catholic, and now she's fantastic. I mean, she's wonderful. So this is beautiful. But one of them said, one of these converts, he said, apostolic succession. Folks, that's what our readings are about today. Look at this. Jesus doesn't just praise Peter when Peter gets it right and says, you are the Christ, like you are the Messiah, you are the one, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Jesus doesn't just say, hey, good job. He gives Peter an office, the office of the papacy. And in Matthew 16, verse 18, you are Peter, says Jesus, and on this rock, I will build my church, and the powers of hell will not prevail against it. Now, this has been foreshadowed from the very beginning. In fact, our first reading today from Isaiah chapter 22 talks about the palace of King Hezekiah. Now, you remember Hezekiah was one of the really great kings. He was the king of Judah. He removed idols. He reopened the temple. He maintained faith and trust in the Lord, even when the Assyrians, all these things. Hezekiah had appointed Shebna as the head of all the servants of the household. The household did not belong to Shebna. It belonged to King Hezekiah. Shebna was in charge of the servants and the day-to-day things of the household. In the first reading, we hear how that authority is transferred from Shebna to Elekiah. And so the office continued. This foreshadows the papacy. The Catholic Church does not belong to Pope Leo XIV. The Catholic Church belongs to Jesus Christ. And the head of the servants is Pope Leo XIV at this moment. He is the 267th Pope. But the Church belongs to the Lord. And the church actually is, according to the Bible, the church that Jesus founded on the rock of Peter. Petra means rock, is the body of Jesus. The living, breathing Jesus is the Catholic Church, which Jesus himself founded. You and I belong to that church, which is the most fantastic news that I could ever tell you. Peter was the first pope, but all through 2,000 years, we've gone through persecutions as a church. We've gone through wars and scandals and good popes and bad popes. And the office of the pope remains. Apostolic succession continues. The Holy Spirit, who is behind all of the operations of the church, continues. If it weren't for apostolic succession, we wouldn't have a pope. If it weren't for apostolic succession, we would not have a bishop. Our bishop, you can go to catholichierarchy.org and you can pull up Archbishop Charles Thompson. You can see which bishops ordained him and which bishops ordained those bishops, which bishops ordained those bishops, which ones ordained those bishops, all the way back. For 600, 700 years, as long as the records exist. But they just didn't write it all down before then. But it's been going on ever since. Just like the popes, the same with the bishops. And if it weren't for apostolic succession, I wouldn't be a priest. I can't make myself a priest. You couldn't elect me a priest. A seminary cannot make me a priest. It was Cardinal Joseph Tobin who laid his hands on me on the day of my ordination. The same Holy Spirit who was invoked in the beginning of the church at Pentecost, an unbroken line, lineage, down all through these years and into even me. But it doesn't even stop there, because every baptism I lay my hands on the child who is being baptized, invoking the Holy Spirit to enter into him or her and make him or her a temple of the Holy Spirit. And folks, if it weren't for apostolic succession, we wouldn't have the sacraments, because we couldn't have the epiclesis at Mass. We could not have the absolution given to us in Holy Confession. We would have no sacraments were it not for apostolic succession. And so this is the most, think about the priest who baptized you, who gave you your first confession, your first Holy Communion, who married you, who anointed your parents when they were dying, who, none of that would have been possible without apostolic succession. The power of the Holy Spirit at work in the church, transferring down around the whole world. This is the most fantastic thing. And we can never forget that you and I belong to the Catholic Church. For 1,500 years, if you believed in Jesus Christ, you were Catholic. It was the only thing there was until 500 years ago. And I've got a ton of non-Catholic Christians in my family. I love them. Wonderful. But we have the fullness. And it's not a thing of pride to say that. Because we have the seven sacraments. We have Holy Communion. Not a symbol, but the reality. We have the reality. Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, comes to this altar at this Holy Mass and fills not only this tabernacle, but our souls. This is why it matters that we're Catholic. And my challenge to all of you is to invite someone to be Catholic, because it matters. He is the way, the truth, and life. He built a church. He didn't start a club. He didn't write a book. He started a church that his Holy Spirit, when he said at the Ascension, he said, don't worry. It's going to be better that I go up there, because I'm going to send my Holy Spirit across the whole world, and the church will exist. My presence, my body, says Jesus, will exist in every corner of the globe. And I will be present and at work in and through my sacraments. Holy smokes, this is the most wonderful thing. And so my invitation to everyone, and maybe we don't like to talk about politics or religion. Forget politics. Talk about religion, because Jesus is the most important thing about us. It is what our eternal life is contingent upon, is our religion, our holy faith. It is the most wonderful thing. Jesus on the cross, he died in order to give us life. To give us salvation, and it's possible through him, only through him and through the sacraments that are possible because of apostolic succession, which our readings are about today. Invite someone to join the church, not like you would invite them to come to your baseball team or your YMCA club or whatever. No, we want to invite them not into an institution, but into someone, and his name is Jesus Christ. We want the whole world. The word Catholic means universal. We want the whole world to exist and live in him and he. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the one who will come on this altar, even at this Mass, because, thanks God, apostolic succession. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.